Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, you only have to walk through any housing estate in Ireland to see a skeleton coming up from the ground or a pair of witch's legs emerging from a bush. It is, of course, nearly Halloween. And I am delighted that author Brinsley McNamara of Weird Ireland has joined us here in studio. You're very welcome to the programme, Brinsley.
Great, thanks. It's good to be here. How are you doing?
Tell us about the links between Ireland and our Celtic traditions and Halloween.
Well, you see, Samhain is the sort of Celtic name for Halloween. It's even still the name of the month of November in Irish these days. The thing is, the old Samhain festival from possibly pre-Christian times, there's two important things to realise about it. Number one, it's a harvest festival. Naturally, it's that time of the year. The harvests are in. You're going to be sort of celebrating that. Number two, it's sort of the dark time of the year coming in, right? You know, you've got the leaves have fallen off the trees. Nothing's growing anymore. Animals are hibernating or migrating. So you kind of start associating that time of year with the end of things growing, with the death of things, and you start getting a kind of supernatural idea around that kind of thing. And that that aspect of it carries through to this day. We still look at it as ghouls walking the streets, you know, people putting up the skeleton decorations, whatnot, and of course dressing up on Halloween night itself.
So what do they actually believe then happened to the boundary between the living and the dead at this time of year?
Well, depending on where you look, in some of the old Irish mythologies, they actually had a really concrete idea that there was portals that would to the other world that would specifically open at this date. One place is Onegat in County Roscommon. It's a cave. It's part of the Rathcrochan larger archaeological complex. There's an old legend, the legend of Nera, I think that one is, has to do with undead armies coming out of that cave on Halloween. Newgrange has similar stories like this. Actually, I said undead armies there. There was never actually, you know, for a long time, people weren't sure, are these spirits of the dead or are these kind of otherworldly spirits, fairies, a she, that kind of a thing.
So let's be clear, if you went in through this tunnel, that was you gone. You were walking over to the other side.
Well, you wouldn't do it on that day anyways. You know, maybe the rest of the year you're okay.
All right, okay. Spooky. I don't think I'll be doing it at all. Was it seen as really important?
Absolutely, yeah. It was one of the four quarter days, they call it. I think pattern days is what they call the other ones. You know, we'll know the names these days. Let's all do it together. What's it? Samhain, Bealtaine, Lunasa, Imbolc. There we go.
And, thank God you remember those, because I certainly wouldn't. And they still, of course, celebrate pattern days in rural communities across Ireland. Were the dates the same, or what dates did they celebrate?
That's an interesting one. So have you ever heard the term Old Halloween by any chance? It comes up in historical record about 100 years ago. And I used to read, and Old Halloween was approximately the 9th of November, what we now call the 9th of November. And I used to be really confused what they were talking about. I had to ask a guy in the folklore collection about this. He explained when the calendars changed from being Julian to Gregorian calendar, it moved everything by 10 days. So what we now call about the 9th of November was to them the 31st of October. So it did actually move just from that reason.
Do we know why it was moved back?
It made it more efficient. It made the calendar overall more efficient with leap year. So yeah, something like that.
So it was always going to be on the 31st of October every single year. We know that now. What way did they celebrate it back then? And what traditions have moved from those times into modern day celebrations of Halloween?
Well, Halloween's always an evolving thing. It's a complex and evolving thing. And a lot of the things we do now would be, they did back then, would be memorable now. Lighting of bonfires in particular on significant hill points and that kind of thing would have been a very ancient thing to do in Ireland. Two in particular that come up is the Hill of Tara in County Meath and the Hill of Ward, Chlachta is the Irish name for that one, in Athboy, also in County Meath actually. The Hill of Ward in particular has a reputation for being a sort of the centre place, the origin place of Samhain in all of Ireland. Some folks say it's where when the very first bonfire was lit there, it would radiate outwards in the rest of the country from there on that night. So bonfires, that'll be familiar from there and now. Costuming might have gone back all the way to back then. We're not 100% sure, but certainly for centuries, putting on costumes to not necessarily look scary, but to disguise yourself in particular on the night, that is pretty old too. Exactly how much, we don't know.
And what was the idea of disguising yourself?
there's no one sure idea of it. One idea is that on that night, because the barrier between this world and the other world is a little bit thinner, or a lot more thinner, whatever way it is, it's good to kind of disguise yourself or to blend in with the otherworldly beings on that night. So a costume could help you do that. Another idea is that a much more recent tradition than that would be to go and praying to people's doors and that kind of thing. And this would be honoring the dead, you'd be praying for the dead, dressing up like that. Another one is mischief is really, really associated with Halloween. And it's easier to get away with things and no one knows you're doing it exactly, you know?
When it's all happening and you're in disguise and it's at the dark of night. Was that the idea?
That's the idea. That is the idea, yeah.
So where did pumpkins come from? How do they fit into all of this?
Well, pumpkins, I mean, they are from the New World, from the North America. But we did used to have, there's nothing stopping you making a turnip jack-o'-lantern. Every year around Ireland there's this particular photograph that goes a little bit viral. It's of a turnip jack-o'-lantern, and they're a very scary looking thing. That was quite possibly kind of a thing to ward off evil spirits, or as kind of an offering or that kind of thing. But I'm not sure we're 100% certain on the jack-o'-lantern turnips either.
What about trick-or-treating then? Does that come from that idea of being mischievous, of going around to people's houses in costume?
That's probably a blend of a few things, interestingly. Probably a blend of a few things complexly as well. I mean, there was tradition going back to the Middle Ages of going door to door to people and praying and then getting an offering for that kind of a thing. And even trick-or-treating's transformed. Like when I was a kid, you just went up, said trick-or-treat, got sweets, that kind of thing. When my parents' generation, you had to sing a song, you had to do something like that. So
yeah, I'm not happy, just so you know. I'm not happy with the generation out there today.
Oh yeah?
You open the front door, you've got whatever, 55,000 awful sweets to give away, and they just stand there. Whereas when I was young, you had to perform. Even a trick-or-treat, give me something nice to eat.
Uh-huh.
It had to be like a basic rhyme. You had to earn your keep. Not anymore.
No.
Snowflakes, young people of today. Are there still events being held in Ireland that celebrate Samhain as opposed to Halloween?
This year in particular, I'm calling it Samhainception because we have some amount of events going up and down the country. In fact, this year we've kind of got two Halloween weekends, you get me? We got the Bank Holiday weekend, ends on the 27th of October. Then we've got real Halloween weekend with the 31st being the Friday. Both of those are littered with events going up and down the country. I'm going to mention two. We've got the Pooka Festival in County Meath. That happens in Trim and Athboy. That's near the Hill of Ward, Schlachta, like I was saying there. On Halloween night itself, they actually will do a fire procession from the Hill of Ward down to Athboy itself. They're going to light a ceremonial fire, and it'll be kind of like maybe how they would have celebrated it in 500 AD or thereabouts. And secondly, really interestingly, the Hill of Ishnock in County Westmeath on the 8th of November, lining up a little bit more with All Halloween, is having a very traditional Samhain celebration. But that one's going to have some very interesting stuff at it. They're going to have traditional Irish wrestling and all kinds of stuff at it.
Sounds fun. We've got a lovely text in. In Sweden, on November 1st, they light lanterns on the gravestones of their loved ones, which looks very impressive when all the headstones have flickering lanterns on them. Absolutely love that idea. Thanks so much for coming into us, Brinsley. Enjoy
all right.
your Halloween.
Thank you very much. Happy Halloween.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.